Well, the last few weeks we've been doing a series and I called it What's God Up To? And we've looked at different things and I feel like it's time to move on from that but connected to it because I want to start talking about what's God up to at Pursuit. And I believe that we are in an amazing season. The body of Christ worldwide, there's so much that's coming out about what's happening and what God's doing. But I believe that also individually, as different churches, God's starting to move and to shift things and to align things because of what he wants to do in the earth. So I believe that it's important for us to understand who we are as a church, what God has spoken to us about where we're meant to be going, what we're meant to look like as a group of believers. So we're going to touch on some things this morning. And first thing I'm going to do is introduce three words to you. First is purpose, then values, and vision. And last year, we started talking about this area, and last year we looked at the values side. But we're going to just kind of do a little bit of a recap and then look at what we're going into this year. So first of all, purpose is our God-given mandate. And all churches have a God-given mandate. Jesus said, I will build my church. So he's very much involved in it, and sometimes we struggle to see that. Sometimes it's like, dear Lord, the church is a mess. But that's because he's working with humans. But he promised that he would build it. So there are certain things that are characteristic of being part of a church. And that's because we all share the same purpose. In fact, if we look at the scripture in Colossians 1:16 in the Message Bible, it says, for everything, absolutely everything, above and below, visible and invisible, everything got started in him and finds its purpose in him. God is very much in control. My end time philosophy is very simple. God started it and God will finish it. And I'm sure some of the things that happen, we're going to be amazed. Some of them that happen, we're going to go, yeah, I thought that was what was going to happen. But when Jesus came the first time, they were looking for the Messiah to come as the king. And he came as a babe. And I believe that God knows exactly what he's doing. Yeah, good place to nod or say amen. Make sure that you're alive here this morning. So our purpose statement as a church is something that you've probably seen, you know, if you've looked at the bulletin or anything like that or the website. And it's the statement that is probably the easiest to remember because a purpose statement usually is very short. So our purpose statement as a church is touching the heart of God, impacting the heart of man, releasing the kingdom of heaven. You'll see that. Oh, it's a good place to say amen. Thank you. Yes. You'll see that on our different literature. And it captures the different aspects that God has for a church. That's purpose. Purpose is fairly straightforward. But we move on to another area, and that's values. And values often aren't easily picked up. Yet all of us deal with values all the time. Your workplace has certain values. Some of those values may even be a clash for you as a Christian. I've got you now, haven't I? It's like, yeah. But different churches have different values. Different cultures have different values. And many times we don't talk about it, but we need to understand.